Yeah. So
Yeah.
we are here to talk about the spiritual awakening, right?
Yes.
So what's your take on the meaning of life, the purpose of life? What do you think about it?
Look. I will be talking from my personal experience about it, all right?
Sure.
In order to live, you have to die first.
Okay.
In order to live, you have to die first. And for myself, I have experienced this before in my before. I've
Okay.
experienced this before.
Would you like to share?
For so many years, I have been empty, you know?
Okay.
I have been empty. I have lost so many things in my life.
Okay.
I was dead.
Okay.
And actually, one day, I found a book.
Okay.
Its name, Oracle of Istanbul, by Michael
Okay.
David Lucas. All right. And believe it or not, in the matter only by finishing this book, I have lived.
Okay.
You know why? Because it gave me purpose. It gave me a goal.
Okay. But I believe so. It's good that you are into the self-help books where you can get the motivation from. So, but everyone's purpose is different. So I think it should come from within. So by living the life, as you were saying that you have to die first. But I believe in doing the purposeful things and doing the things that is, a way and that challenges the status quo. So you are able to do it better. So once you lived off the edge, so you'll be able to know the things better. So in order to find your purpose, you have to move away from your comfort zone, from your comfort level. And that if we are stuck into the same place for our lifetime, so how will we be able to do that? That is the question. That is the question in today's world, because nobody is ready. Everybody's reluctant to come out of their shell. So everybody's behaving the same way.
Correct.
So what's your reaction on it?
This is actually a very. I am an entrepreneur and a writer and a poet.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So, I am a businessman. All right, right now I'm an
Sure.
entrepreneur. I have my own businesses. I have not come this far. I have not come this far in, for example, business. Let's take a business as an example. I have not come this far in business if I didn't live by the edge. All right?
Okay.
This is the idea. The same thing, for example, poetry. Okay? I come from a family that believes nothing about art.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and Muslim, I feel there's a restriction for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, imagine when I wrote my first poem. All right.
Okay.
Imagine how much laughs I have got from my family. But I didn't care. I didn't care because I know that people didn't live by the edge. I didn't. I knew that they are just, how to say, average.
Yes.
Yes. So living by the edge or getting out of your comfort zone is actually. I have a new book that I'm writing. Okay.
Okay.
In this book, I imagine life as a prison.
Okay.
As a prison. But every prisoner has his own key. Me, you, everyone in this world, we are prisoners. Circumstances, culture, traditions. So many things. For example, I will be from my Muslim world, from the Arab world. You cannot marry someone out of your culture, don't have the same tradition, etc. Okay? This is a
Yes.
prison. This is a prison. But I have my key. When I say, no, I will marry her, I free myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just want to know one thing. I'm curious to know this thing that suppose let's take the example of Holy Quran. So as we say that it restricts one to go into this art stream, you know, just try new things and different things. So how is it possible? So I believe that if you're not hurting anyone, you know, if you're not hurting any soul in this world, it is perfectly okay to do the things you want in your life. So why is that you know, we are getting prisoned or you know, we are getting restricted of doing things? It is also in the in our holy scriptures, that is you know, our Vedas and Puran. I'm Hindu, as you know. So why are the things still available or still, you know, read, which cannot be, you know, good, or we are reading it in the wrong way?
Actually,
so I believe there, we are interpreting it in the wrong way. I believe that.
Actually, I have studied Quran and I have studied the Bible.
Okay.
I am not a religious man by any mean. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I will actually tell you something that will might be surprising to you. That in the Holy Quran, Quran, it motivates people to go out from their comfort zone. It restricts the tradition. It denies the existing of just marrying someone from your culture. Actually, our problem is that people are not actually doing what the Quran says. Actually, you'll be very surprised. For example, let me tell you an example. In the Quran, it's very normal to marry someone out of your tradition, out of your religion, or anything. Yeah? Oh. For example, I can marry a Christian girl. That's no problem. Religion-wise, no one even think about it because it's very normal. But I'm saying culture-wise, Arabic culture-wise, not religious.
Okay, so maybe we are getting if someone pronounce it as a religion, so religion could be anything. Religion need not to be something. So that is mentioned in Gita, Bhagavad Gita. So dharma is of dharma, dharma. That is religion. So religion could be anyone. If someone is a barber, so that is his religion. So it needs not to be, you know, that barber will be barber or something. So that is, he needs to do it and he's destined to do this kind of thing. So I believe, so this could be the meaning of religion. So we are taking it all wrong because whatever we have taught, and I believe our education system is to be blamed here, because what we do is we do not study the basics. We do not study where the music is coming from, where has the music has come from, or where is this religion thing is, you know, religion thing came into the light. So we are all studying the theories. We are not studying the origin of these theories. So,
actually, this is very correct. Religion. I have so many religious friends, right? You know, I have in the beginning of my life, I started reading about spiritual awakening, etc. Yeah, I'll see a lot of examples that you have to be away from religion. You have to be yourself. You have to connect with your soul. Actually, in my opinion, religion can be a very good way to be spiritual awake.
So I've been trying it for past 6 to 7 years, but I failed miserably because I don't know how to be spiritually awake, you know, by following certain religious practices. So that's why, you know, I've restricted myself from these religious things. So I've started, you know, searching this spiritual awakening in different kind of things. So suppose if it is a meditation, suppose if you are, you know, sitting in a lonely place and focusing on your breath. So there is a point, but because I don't see, I've seen that because nowadays in India, everybody is fighting over Bhagwan Ram and Allah and all this Hindu-Muslim thing going on. So everybody is stuck in there. Again, the same thing in the outer layer. Nobody's going deeper. So I believe it's all a thing of past now. So you have, in order to, you know, feel yourself awaken, you have to try something different. There's a thing, sorry to interrupt you. There's a thing that in Bhagavad Gita, they say that in Sikhism also, they say, Avli Allah Noor Upaya, Kudrat Ke Sab Bande, एक नूर से सब जग उपजिया कौन बलो कौन मंदे. देर इज ओनली वन सोल, देर इज ओनली वन लाइट फ्रॉम विच यू नो कमिंग इन टू द ओरिजिन. सो वी ऑल आर द सेम, एवरीबडी इज कैरिंग द सेम एनर्जी एंड द सेम लेवल ऑफ लाइट. And this all, yeah, and all these lights contribute to a bigger light, and that is God. So we are the part of God, and God is part of us. So we should treat everyone equally. So we should have humanity. We should understand each other. We should have a sense of empathy and sympathy. So by doing these kind of things, we'll get closer to ourselves and closer to the God. This is what
correct.
I believe. Yeah.
Actually, in the Old Testament of the Bible, in the Old Testament. There was something that all the heavens, all the hell, all the God are within you.
Okay.
Actually, one time I had a discussion.
Your voice?
Actually, yep. One time.
Yeah, now it is clear. You were not audible.
I had one time a conversation with a friend of mine. All right? And we were talking about spiritual likings, and I asked him about faith. Do we actually light our own thing? Like it's written in a book that we will live like this, we will die like this. Then there is no point, if it's written everything, there is no point of living because everything is made by a decision.
Yeah. Correct. You're not audible. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you're not audible.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, you were saying about something about the religion. Please go on. I would love to hear from you.
Thank you. For example, our faith, now I believe, as one of my friends has told me and convinced me in this way, is, for example, imagine with me that you are a father. Do you have a children? Yeah.
I don't have. I'm bachelor right now. I'm happily bachelor.
Very good. Imagine that you are a father and you have a kid. Then you go to the mall, okay? Then you give him money.
Okay.
And you wait outside and tell him that inside of this mall, you will find everything from a place to worship, from a place to start a business, from a place to a strip club, to a bar, everything you will find in this mall. Okay? You let your kid into the mall and you wait outside until your kid is grown up, then you decide what decision. Mm-hmm.
Again, the voice is breaking down. At the crucial points. Yeah. No. Not okay.
Is it not? Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Yeah, right now it is okay.
Yeah. For example, like I said to you, faith is like a wall. There is everything in it.
Yeah, there's everything.
And it's up to you which you choose. You choose the good places or the bad places to go to. And after someone will judge you. Did you make the right or the bad? This is what I think about fate.
And talking about the good or bad things, so we have a concept in, so I'm taking it to the religion level, so we should talk more about the spiritual thing. But I think in our religion, there's, you must have heard of Shiva.
Shiva,
the power. Yeah. So Shiva says, there's nothing in this world which is bad. So if something is created by me, it is not bad. So if you, pursue some things, so it can never be good or bad.
Okay.
So it is all about the perception. It's all about the, perception of a person who is watching it. You know, if someone is picking the money from the road, it is, 50 or 100 rupees. So that, according to that, he is very hungry and he has to, go to the hospital to treat her mother and as well as, feed him also. So, but a person going through the road, and if he sees that kid, so he will think that this person is, into something, is robbing it from someone or something. So this is all about the perception. So I believe it's same in the religion, it's same in the spiritual awakening. So if someone is doing very weird things, Yes. So I remember Osho saying is that sex is also related to the consciousness. Sex is also related.